This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Against Oregon down the road here. But again, Ohio State, Northwestern coming up tomorrow at noon. That game is on Fox. And, you know, it's been a fun season so far. And, you know, able to, you know, get that big win at Penn State. Then they, you know, a big blowout last week against Purdue. And now all of a sudden you're looking at Northwestern and then Indiana. Wow, man. How hot is Indiana? So Indiana is next week, and that game will be at Ohio State, and then they'll wrap things up against Michigan. I team up north, whatever you want to call them. The last game of the season will be against Michigan, and we saw that most of us watched the Michigan-Indiana game last week. So a lot of cool stuff going on for the Buckeyes. You know, Buckeyes obviously look like they are the favorite in this game. Of course, they're the favorite in this game. And we'll see. Wrigley Field looks awesome. Let's get more perspective on this, Jeff. We bring in super friend to the show, Tim May. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Tim. How are you? And Jeff is here today.
Hi, Tim.
Oh, man. It's a double whammy.
I was here last week, and you weren't.
Oh, that would be what? First time?
There's something rhymes with double whammy, but I didn't say it. I said thank you.
Well, thank you.
Kind of clammy? I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds good.
All right, give me the vibe on this game tomorrow. Like, normally I would say you're playing, you know, 4-5 team that's 2-4 in conference, and you're like, it's Northwestern. But I got a little bit of a good feeling about this because there's a little juice in the air because it's at Wrigley. Am I right, wrong, or whatever?
I got you.
yeah,
it's no, thought, isn't there a Wrigley? Yeah, wasn't there a Wrigley juicy fruit?
Yeah.
Juicy fruit, there you go.
Yeah.
I see where you went there.
This game's a little Wrigley juicier, yes.
Juicy fruit gum. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd much rather be going to this game and having it being played at Wrigley than having it be played in that 50,000-seat temporary stadium they had the earlier part of the season before Wrigley came open in the playoffs. You saw that coming. But I digress. Yeah, I've never been to Wrigley Field in my life. I've been by it, but I've never been in it. So I'm 70. I'm a sports writer. I can wipe that one off my, whatever you call it, my checkbook. My checklist.
Bucket list.
There I get my analogies mixed up now, man. I'm telling you. You got to watch out. Take two and throw to right or something like that. Go ahead now.
That's funny. Yeah, I have a question, big picture college football. You know, Will Howard comes in this year, you know, as a grad transfer and takes a step up. You know, and comes to a school like Ohio State. Do you think the norm is going to be, Tim, that colleges bring in freshman quarterbacks and develop them and they end up being there long term? Or is the norm going to become, hey, what quarterback can we bring in for a year or two to be the quarterback of this program?
Depends on where you are in your program progression, your college football program progression, because, bottom line is, Nebraska could take a chance with Dylan Raiola this year as a freshman quarterback, a guy who everybody believes has got all the right stuff. You know, he's I don't think he's playing tomorrow because he's gotten banged up and things. Plus, Nebraska and Matt Rhule are in a little bit of a panic attack right now. I think they've got Dana Holgorsen running their offense now, so they fired their offensive coordinator. But I digress. Bottom line is it depends on where you are. Are you just a quarterback away from having a hell of a team, or are you quite a few players away from having a hell of a team and y'all can all grow together? You know, the big challenge now is not just the roundup of college freshmen, but then keeping them for another 2 or 3 years,
right,
when they start playing pretty well and others start sniffing, even though, you know, there's who knows what the rules are in college football anymore when it comes to basically collusion or what is the word when you in pro football or pro baseball, when you delve into whether a guy's going to be interested in you before the deadline or before that
tampering
season's opening.
Tampering. Yeah.
Who knows what tampering even is in college football anymore? But long story short, who knows? I mean, I think everything's going to run its cycle. But if you can get a guy from a, quote, lesser program, end quote, who's truly proven himself as being capable of playing on the big stage and has 2 or 3 years under his belt, and like I said, you're a contender, why wouldn't you go for that? And that's what you're going to see people do. That's what you're seeing. You're going to see the big teams do. Let's put it that way. I mean, Ohio State's kind of lucking out from a timing standpoint because Will Howard had 1 year of eligibility left, and he's playing it. And then next year, you know, in the spring, we're going to hear about a battle between Devin Brown and Julian Sayin, if both of them are still around. But you got to believe Julian Sayin is going to get a hell of a shot in the spring to prove he is the quarterback of the future. And then they've got a kid, Octavian St. Clair, coming in from Bell Fountain, who's one of the top quarterbacks in the 2025 class, if not the best. And he's going to be in for spring, I do believe. So, you know, it's the old saying is wait until after spring and see who's still around, you know?
You think it's weird for coaches now? I mean, because you used to bring a guy in and just sit on him, right? And then we'll give him 2 years at the end, and you didn't have to worry about
change now.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to worry about recruiting your own players. Like, that's priority one for these coaches now.
Well, but you still got to worry about recruiting one way or the other. I mean, you know, everybody's going to have, in 5 years, everybody's going to have revenue sharing. You know, obviously it's going to be part and parcel to being a college football player, and most of the big time programs are going to have comparable NIL opportunities. And we'll see where the NIL stuff goes here in the next couple of years, whether there'll be some kind of way to get some policing on that in one form or fashion. Hmm. But you're still going to be recruiting, whether it's high school players or current college players. It's just the recruiting scope has changed immensely. That's what the big difference is.
Tim, let's talk about improvements Ohio State can make as they, you know, go down the stretch run of the regular season. What more can you say about the defense? They haven't given up a touchdown since Nebraska, right?
Right. I mean, I asked Ryan Day after practice on Wednesday, how do you challenge this defense this week? You know,
good question.
Well, no, because they're number one in the nation in total defense right now. Now, that's a lot of that's based on some, you know, not exactly a house of bricks that they've gone against. You know, depending on how you define the word bricks, but the bottom line is they are number one in total defense, and they're number two in defense against the score, giving up scores. You know, the defense hasn't given up a touchdown in two games now because the pick six is how Penn State scored its touchdown 2 weeks ago. So yeah, and he said basically, this is November. This is when you start playing as hard as you can play. And he's right. I mean, there's in their mind, you know, the playoffs really for Ohio State started, as far as they're concerned,
Penn State.
When they came back from the Oregon game 2 weeks later and played Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And because to get to where they want to go, first of all, is Indianapolis. They haven't been in the Big Ten championship game since 2020. Go to Indianapolis and win a Big Ten championship for the first time in 4 years, and then move on from there. Because you know, of course, if you win the Big Ten championship, you get the automatic bye in the college football playoff, the first ever 12-team college football playoff. But there's motivation all across the board. Plus, you're playing Northwestern, and you have a chance to show out a little bit, right? And then number two, you're playing them in Wrigley Field. Are you kidding me? That's pretty cool. You'll be able to tell your grandkids about that.
That's right.
So, and I'll be able to tell my grandkids, matter of fact, my two grandsons, Grandpa was at Wrigley Field. How was the baseball game, Dad? Well, I watched the football game. But then I'll have to remind everybody, fellas, this is where Gale Sayers did half of his running as an NFL player, because the Bears played in Wrigley Field up until 1970, from 1921 to 1970, 50 seasons. The first 50 of their existence were played in Wrigley Field. It's where he set numerous records, the Kansas Comet. And so did Dick Butkus played there. So, you know, it has some football history. You just got to look back a ways.
Tim, I have a question. Andy and I were talking about this earlier. There's an alleged fight, boxing match, Jake Paul, who's from here, against Mike Tyson, who's 58 years old.
Who lived here for
coming up this weekend. Are these things as insane as we think they are, and the fact that people are paying for it and they're making a lot of money on these things as insane as we think?
Jake Paul is from there, and Mike Tyson, who's from yesteryear.
Many yesteryears.
I mean, I covered the Tyson Douglas fight in Tokyo.
Did
when
you?
The real when the fall off really started for Mike Tyson.
Was Don with you? Was DeBerry with you, by the way, on that trip? Why do I think he was? Okay.
No, nobody from Columbus was with me except
me. Just you. Just you.
Okay. And the Buster Douglas, like, nine-person entourage.
Yes.
But, But, you know, that's kind of where Tyson's fall off really started. And it never was the same after that fight in so many respects. But it's intriguing. Because what I've always told people about Mike Tyson, I followed him into the ring one time because Buster Douglas followed a bunch of his undercards back in Vegas and stuff like that. And I walked in behind him going into it was in the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is right next to it was the Hilton then. Now it's the Westgate. You know, before that, it was where, Elvis Presley was ensconced for several years, you know, the International and then the Hilton. But the point is they had this really nice arena inside the convention center, and I followed him in on the night he fought Frank Bruno, and just I wanted to get a feel for the electricity. I'm telling you, big time sports stars, they're different, man. There's an electricity around them, and it was stunning what people, you could just feel what people thought was walking into that ring was a guy that could literally kill somebody if he hit him too hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could sense the all respect, fear, whatever you want to call it, as you walk in behind him there of people, he's still got the ability to throw that uppercut. He was built to throw the uppercut like no boxer before or since. The question is, will he be able to step in there and throw the uppercut? What they're fighting, they're having what, 2-minute rounds? And how many rounds is it, like eight? Or I can't remember what the numbers are.
It's certainly it's a different format. I know that.
Yeah, the 2-minute round really helps him a lot. But man, you just can't
eight two minute rounds.
You can work out. You can work out, but it's hard to take 30 years off your age.
It's true. It's a good point. But you could. That's why you are Tim May. Thank you, Tim.
I would dance around. I can dance for 2 minutes. I'm telling you, baby.
We've seen it. You're eastbound and down. Goodbye, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
I'd rope a dope his rear end back to yesteryear. All right. See you, fellas.
Goodbye, Tim. We'll see you. Tim May, Letterman Row. Make sure you're reading him all the time. Love having him on the show. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That's right. We will be trending appropriately in just a few moments. Why? Because we will be doing quick predicts.
Trending appropriately?
I've already had one emailed to me.
You already had a quick predict?
Yeah, Reverend Dave.
All right, so quick predicts is coming up a little bit later in the show, and you know how to play that game because we've been doing it for years. It is a lifelong
obsession.
It's part of our legacy that the show will have on that will turn into dust at some point. And what that means is you need to give us the score of the Saints and Browns game on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. You can listen to it right here on 92.3 The Fan. And then you will give us Monday morning's headline. Should you, though?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We'll say the score the wrong way. It will not count. I will get aggravated, and Phelps will put his head through the screen.
This one bothers you more than it bothers me.
Well, you're the one that really got me onto it, like started making me mad. I don't know if you know this.
Folks who work in the business shouldn't do that. If somebody wants to call us and give us the wrong score, we don't care. Well, Andy does. I
chastised a young hockey player this week for giving me a score backwards. I said I would hang up on you if I saw you in real life. I just wanted him to know that. Just say the score the right way. So what we're saying is you would say the Browns win 14-7. You would not say the Browns win 7-14. Okay? We're all on the same page. We're not going to aggravate the host. Let's not play aggravate the host. And that's what we will do. And that's coming up in a little bit. And you know how to get a hold of us. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Or you can always hit us up on X at CLE Talking Heads. I heard you mumble something over there. What'd you say?
Yeah, I had my mic off. I said, don't aggravate the host. It takes the fun out of my job.
What do we need to know about this week's game against the Saints?
The Browns better win.
And if they don't, what? They'll get closer to a first-round draft pick? A first overall draft pick?
No, you know what it
Who
is?
Who cares?
Andy? This has been a horrendous 9-game stretch.
Yes.
Okay? This thing couldn't have gone much worse. I truly believe the team is better than this. Now, if you go out and you win them all, okay, great. I don't expect that. Neither do you. If you go out and you win 6 of the remaining games, does that do you any good? Probably not. You're 8-9 then, right? Wouldn't that be the deal?
Oh, we only missed the playoffs by 2 games.
But my point is this: I just think they're better than what they've played so far, and I'd like to see them prove it. I really do. I think they're better. It's just been a horrendous accumulation of misfortune, a lot of it created by themselves.
Did we learn a big lesson here? Like, at some point, a year from now, 2 years from now, what will be the lesson learned of this Deshaun Watson era? What will be the lesson learned?
Good Lord,
I think the lesson learned is don't give up the farm for one player.
Don't take huge chances on guys with questionable resumes. I think that's the biggest thing. For instance,
he wouldn't have been available to us if he didn't have a questionable resume.
I think the Cavs gave up too much for Donovan Mitchell, and I think he's a tremendous player.
Doesn't feel that way now.
No, it still does. We haven't started to pay back first-round draft choices.
It's okay.
I think they gave up too much, nothing questionable about him. Great background, great player.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of trades I don't care for. I think you give up way too much. And as you just said it, don't give up the farm for one player. Well, the Cavs did. They're playing really well right now, but they gave up too much. But, boy, no questions about Donovan Mitchell. You knew he was good. You knew he was in his prime.
Would you
and
have still
it?
Said this about Mitchell if the deal was in place before? His contract, the contract. If his contract wasn't,
no,
if it was already settled
before. I think
before.
They gave up too much.
Okay, no matter what. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Period.
I don't feel that way. Right?
But he's tremendous. I think what you said originally is right. You don't give up all that much for one guy. Now, in a sport like basketball, one guy can have a bigger influence.
Right.
I think the whole team is the biggest influence here, and Donovan's the leader of it. But in the Browns situation, you gave up comparable for one guy in a sport where you have you know, 70 players and a real questionable resume. And that to me is what the problem's going to be.
I think that's what we'll, because I heard it on the morning show again, and I got people sending me Baker Mayfield stats. And as much as, I mean, everyone knows
Baker's
that.
Baker's more than competent.
Yeah.
Is he going to lead you to Super Bowl? Is he going to lead the Bucs to a Super Bowl?
I heard a guy go nuts this morning on the air about this, and I was just kind of like, it was one of those phone calls where you're kind of like, okay, I get it. It's almost, you know, like.
Well, and the ship has sailed, Andy. I mean, that's over.
No.
I thought the Browns.
Because the Buccaneers sent out an Instagram post to let you know that Baker was first in total touchdowns, first in passing touchdowns, second in completions, third in completion percentage.
He's played really well.
Fourth in passer rating, and fifth in passer yards.
He's played really well.
That's nice. Do they want a cookie?
And he and his wife bought football uniforms for a struggling school district in Florida so that they could have a season. It was a really nice gesture. Gave him $18,000. Nice.
It's the three picks that really. And I'm not a big draft guy. It's those picks and the contract handcuffs that, you know, it's one thing to pick up a player and make a mistake and fail and pick up the wrong player or feel like that player didn't give you what you needed. It's the long term aftershock of everything that's going on right now. With a 2-win season and not really having a lot of hope for what's next because you just don't know what can happen next. And then you got to figure out that your general manager's got to figure out a way to. It was almost like the original Batman where he's got to come out of that cave and he's got to figure out a way to get out of it. I don't know, the newer Batmans. I don't know. You remember how hard
it
was?
Are you talking Batman Begins or he's going through with
Ra's al Ghul? Are you talking TV series?
No, I'm talking Batman Begins.
Are you talking The Pit with.
Christian Bale.
Am
I the only one that hears this whole thing? It's like, great. That'll be fun. Why do we need more Hard Knocks?
We don't.
I feel like we've seen it. I feel like you've seen.
I got news. If our record was the other way around, you couldn't give me enough Hard Knocks. I want to know everything that's going on.
Be one of the. Maybe you're in the majority and I'm in the minority on this one, but boy, I have no interest in seeing in-season Hard Knocks with the Browns or with the Steelers or with the Ravens or with the Bengals.
Maybe we can learn something.
Is there anything you do like when it comes to like knowing stuff about players and coaches? Is there anything?
Lots of things. I love one-on-one interviews with players. I think you get a lot of really smart thoughts out of them. I think of the way that they see the game, the way that they act. I enjoy those kind of things. I enjoy their performances on the field.
You're buying this, Andy?
The stuff that I can't stand.
I do think he loves all the analytical stuff that goes along with all
that
stuff, too.
I hate process press conferences. I hate it when you're basically in media mode and you're answering everything as in noise-filled air. I hate all of that stuff because it's like, why am I listening to this? You are giving me nothing to enhance my day. Jameis will enhance every so often where it's like, oh, at least I got a giggle out of that. I got that going for me.
So let me ask you this as we stand by for the Kevin Stefanski press conference, which you can hear live here on 92.3 The Fan.
Like when he joins us on air, fantastic.
He's great.
Must listen.
He's great. Yeah. 101. Yeah.
You get Kevin's great stuff good. Out of him.
Bill
you
Belichick, anytime, even when he was coaching, if you ever heard a one-on-one interview with him, fantastic. They were always really good, insightful, and you always learned something. But for some reason, when you put him up on the dais in front of, you know, 30 reporters,
Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Browns rookie defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. has been ruled out. Everybody else available. So only one person ruled out on the injury report, Mike Hall Jr. The whole group is available.
When's the last time? Have we had that all season? I don't know that we've had that all season.
That's been a hot minute.
One player out? Who's not on the IR? I guess that's the other part of it.
Well, and Zadarius isn't here.
Well, that's true.
So,
and Amari's not here anymore.
So I would think that the defensive line's going to be a little
I wonder if
a
we're
little
gonna get
different.
Any, I wonder if we're going to get any JOK questions today for Coach.
I hope so.
I'd like to know what's going on. I hope the man's okay.
It
doesn't sound like things are real good, does it? I mean, it didn't look good when he had the injury. I think we were all. And then he left, and we were always like, okay. And then they said he was in the facility, and then all of a sudden, you know, then he wasn't active for the last game against the Chargers. And then, you know, we've heard little reports this week and guys talking about how serious the injury was. We know he's on the IR for, you know, at least 4 weeks here during this season. But we're talking about long-term effects of this injury that he had, which essentially looked like whiplash. You know, when we watched it on the field, I'm just, you know, kind of generalizing. But, you know, and then you hear players come out this week and they're like very, very concerned. I hope we get some kind of update on that, don't you think?
Would be nice.
Yeah. I love watching him play. So.
Well, and we enjoyed talking to him when he joined us.
Oh, it was awesome.
The training camp. And
yeah.
You know, that's a sport where it can end on one play. And you hope that that's not the case here with JOK.
All right. So injury report just came out. That means Kevin's probably going to be at the podium here any second. I want to remind you, on the other side of this press conference, we have Quick Predict. So that'll be coming up in a little bit.
Gentlemen, we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.